正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们请翻开加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
22跟23节。
Verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
我们讲到圣灵要感动我们结出的果子有九样。
You said that there are a total of 9 kinds of fruit of the Spirit.
我们已经谈过两样，就是仁爱和喜乐。
We have covered 2, that is love and joy.
既然说是圣灵的感动，
Since you say that it is out of the Spirit's motivation,
那就是表示你可以顺服圣灵的感动，那你也同时可以拒绝圣灵的感动。
Then it means that we can either go along with the Spirit's moving or to oppose it.
圣灵从来没有强迫我们要这样结出仁爱和喜乐的果子。
The Holy Spirit does not compel anybody to bear fruit.
他只是感动你。
He only moves.
那你愿意接受这个感动吗？
But are you willing to accept the moving of the Spirit?
所以在16节保罗说，
So in verse 16 Paul says,
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因此如果你只是明白圣灵的果子的道理是没有用的。
So if you only understand the truth of this fruit of the Spirit, it is of no use.
纵使有圣灵感动你要这样做，但如果你不顺服，那也是等于零的。
Even if you feel the Spirit's motivation, but if you do not go ahead to be moved byHim, it also has no use.
因此我们要祈求圣灵感动我们，更要祈求圣灵帮助我们能够下定决心，能够顺服圣灵的感动，真正结出这一些圣灵的果子。
So we should ask the Lord to through His Spirit move us, and we should also put in effort to bear fruit.
那么第三样的果子就是和平。
The third in line is peace.
所谓和平就是和睦和平安。
Peace here would refer both to peace and harmony.
这两样都是相辅相成的。
And peace and harmony complement each other.
有和睦才有平安。
It is only when there is harmony that there can be peace.
那有平安也才有和睦。
It is only when there is peace that there can be harmony.
并且是要先与神和平，与人和平，然后才能够真正从心灵里面产生这一种和睦和平安的。
It is also...required that we are at peace both with God and with man, can there be peace residing in our own hearts?
我们与神和平吗？
Are we at peace with God?
请看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇。
Psalm 32.
我们读第三节到第六节。
Verse 3 to 6. Psalm 32, verse 3 to verse 6. When I kept silence, my bones grew old.Through my groaning all the day long. For the day and night your hand was heavily upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you. In a time when you may be found, surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him.
大卫跟神本来是很和平很快乐的。
Between David and God there used to be peace and harmony.
可是在这个时候他跟神不和平了。
But at this moment of time there was no harmony.
他知道他犯罪违背了神的道理。
He knew that he had sinned and had gone against the law of God.
但是他却不要承认他的罪。
But at first he did not want to confess his fault.
因为这实在是太丢脸了。
Because It will bring him shame.
而且影响很大。
And it would affect him a great deal.
分分钟他连他的地位，他的荣华富贵，一切的荣誉都会扫地啊。
Because just by admitting his fault, he will lose his reputation, his glory and honor.
他的顾忌不是没有道理的。
And this expectation is not without reason.
所以你看当他真的认罪宣布他的罪名以后，
So when he confessed his guilt,
真的是众叛亲离，连他的儿子都不再尊敬他，甚至要把他杀掉，取而代之。
Really, his friends, relatives, even his son, did not respect him anymore, and even wanted to usurp his throne.
跟他出生入死的好朋友也一样的出卖他，认为你不值得做我们的王了。
And his good friends betrayed him, thinking that he was no longer worthy to be their king.
所以大卫的担心不肯认罪有他的道理的。
So, David had his reason, not to confess his guilt.
他顺从他的情欲。
But that was just going along with his lust.
但是他会因此快乐和平安吗？
But were he then, as a result of non-confession,
他自己
be at peace with himself?
他自己这样见证。
He himself testified,
我闭口不认罪的时候，终日哀恨。
When I kept silent, my bones grew old.
他形容他的遭遇就好像夏天的旱干旱一样。
And groaning all day long, and he described,His encounter to be like the drought of summer.
不管黑夜白日，神的手在他的身上沉重。
Because day and night, the hand of God was heavily upon him.
他实在没有一点的快乐和平安。
And there was not a single cubit of peace and joy.
得罪神的人，心灵里面永远没有平安的。
When a person sins against God, there will not be any peace in his heart.
一直等到他肯在神的面前认罪悔改。
Until the time when he willingly confesses his sin.Before God.
也许对他的肉体、对他的面子、对他的生活是不好的。
Perhaps this will not be good for his reputation or for even for his physical livelihood.
但是对他的灵性却是非常好。
But it will be very good for his spiritual life.
因为他重新得到心灵的平安和快乐，已经消失了那一种的压力、那一种的罪恶感了。
Because the peace and joy that he received in his spirit would dispel all sense of guilt and pressure.
这才是真正的福气啊。
This then, only this then is real, blessing.
所以第一节他说。
So in the first verse, he says here.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的人，这个人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的人，这个人是有福的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
所以在我们信仰生活里面
So in our life of faith,
如果我们因为软弱犯罪违背主的道理了
If we sin against God and go against his commandments because of a moment of weakness,
你逃避你不敢来聚会不敢见其他的人是没有用的
If you try to escape from reality, you do not want to come to church or to face anyone in churchIt's not of any use.
或者你说埋怨的话，你们都是属灵的人，我是污秽的人，我不配跟你们在一起，那也等于又使自己更苦而已。
Or if you speak contemptuously and saying that you people are the holy, holy ones, you are the spiritual ones, I am sinful, it is even worse.
主耶稣知道我们这种软弱，也知道我们这一种的痛苦的。
Jesus knows our weakness and he knows how much we are suffering as a result.
所以他告诉我们，你到我的面前来。
So he says, come to me.
你只要认罪悔改，主耶稣就会重新给我们恩典，给我们机会的。
As you confess your sins and repent, he will extend another opportunity to you.
有一个美丽的少妇，有好多的人追求她。
There was a very beautiful young lady who had many suitors.
那后来她终于决定嫁给一个很有钱但又很爱她的丈夫。
And finally, she decided to marry.Someone who had a lot of money, but who loves her very much.
她真的过着幸福的生活。
And she really lived a life, a blessed life.
但是她看起来并不是很开心。
But she didn't look too happy.
那终于她很快有了孩子。
And very quickly, she was with child.
但很不幸的，这个孩子一出生就死掉了。
But very unfortunately, the child was still born.
那当然她很伤心了。
And of course she was grieved.
不过伤心的有一点有一点极端啊
But her grief was extreme.
她丈夫怎样的安慰她爱她都弥补不了
Because no matter how the husband comforted her and showed love and attention to her, it could not compensate for her grief.
事实上这并不是说单单你才有这种痛苦有许多人有同样的痛苦啊
And her grief was not unique to herself. Many other people suffer the same fate.
更何况你还年轻你还有很多的机会可以再生的。
Moreover, she was still very young, and she still had lots of opportunity for childbearing.
但是为什么他却是这么样的悲伤，甚至到一种不正常的地步呢？
But why is it that she was so grieved even to the point of abnormality?
那当然，她见了很多心理医生，也被介绍去见精神科的医生。
So of course she sought the help of psychiatrists.
那到药物的帮助之下，她的情绪得到控制。
And under the help of drugs, her emotion was controlled.
因为她不正常并不是被鬼附着，而是她心理的病。
Because she was not possessed by the demons, it was just a psychological problem.
但到底是什么原因呢？
But what is the root cause?
有一天她到会堂听道理。
One day she came to a church and listened to the sermon.
传道人刚好讲到有一个罪女到主耶稣的面前来告主耶稣。
And the preacher talked about a sinful woman who came to Jesus to anoint him.
她什么都不说，只是一直在哭。
And that this woman, this sinful woman, did not utter a single word, but just weep.
她的眼泪都湿了主耶稣的脚。
And her tears caused the feet of Jesus to be wet.
那一定是流了很多的泪了。
So of course it would mean that she shed a lot of tears.
有时候我们想到伤心的事情，我们会流下几滴伤心的眼泪了。
Sometimes when we are sorrowful, we will shed some tears of sadness.
会湿了整条手帕吗？
Will it?Drenched the entire handkerchief.
如果真的，那就真的是很伤心了。
If it does, then you must be extremely sorrowful.
所以这个妇人真的是很伤心。
So this woman was really very sorrowful.
不过没有人同情她。
But nobody was sympathetic.
他们在心里想。
In their hearts.
如果耶稣是先知。
They are saying, hey, this man is a prophet.
他一定知道这个女人是怎么样的女人。
Surely he knows what kind of a woman she is.
我们都不屑与她接近，怎么主耶稣会接受她？
We declined to be near her, and yet Jesus accepted her.
她是个淫乱的女人啊。
She is an adulterous woman.
不道德的。
Immoral.
做出羞耻事情的。
A shameless one.
还哭什么东西？
Why is she crying?
所以每个人心里议论纷纷。
So everyone, they were discussing among themselves.
主耶稣真的不知道吗？
Did Jesus really not know?
他知道他是谁。
Jesus knows who this woman is.
他更知道他心里的哀哭是为了什么。
And he knows all the more why she's weeping.
然后主耶稣对他说。
So Jesus says to her.
他说女儿。
Daughter.
你的罪赦免了。
Your sins are forgiven you.
大家更加的议论了。
And all the more there was discussion.
耶稣是谁？你怎么有权柄赦罪呢？
Who is this Jesus? Why is he so, why does he think that he can forgive sins?
耶稣不理他们。
Jesus ignored them.
他继续对这个妇人说。
And he continued saying to that woman,
女儿啊，你回去吧。
Daughter, go.
平平安安地回去。
Go in peace.
因为你的罪已经得到赦免了。
Because your sins have been forgiven you.
所以这个美丽的少妇听到这个故事的时候。
So when the beautiful woman heard the story.
她就明白主耶稣的爱。
She came to understand the love of the Lord Jesus.
他有权柄赦免人的罪，他也知道人的罪，也知道人的痛苦。
That Jesus has the authority to forgive sins because he understands the sins of people as well as the suffering that sin brings.
他就在主耶稣的面前痛哭认罪了。
Then she started to weep and repent of her sins.
原来那个孩子是她背着她的丈夫跟人家生的。
Because this child was a child not by a husband but by someone else.
但这个孩子的爸爸不认账，他只好去。赶快嫁给这一个人啊。
But because the father of the child did not want to acknowledge the fact, so she quickly married this present husband.
但这个秘密不可以讲出来。
But this was something that she could not say.
可是她心里没有平安。
But there was no peace in her heart.
就等到她在主耶稣的面前认罪悔改。
Until she wept before the Lord with tearful repentance.
他知道耶稣是这样慈悲怜悯的神。
She realized that Jesus is such a God of compassion.
所以约翰长老这样的告诉我们。
So Elder John says this to us.
请看约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第一跟第二节。
First John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
约翰长老说。
Elder John says.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin.
若有人犯罪，在父哪里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And he is himself the propitiation for our sins.
不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天 下人的罪。
And not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
所以在第一章第八节他说
So in chapter 1 verse 8 he says,
我们就说自己无罪便是自欺。
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
真理不在我们心里了。
And the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪
If we confess our sins,
神是信实的是公义的
God is faithful and just,
必要赦免我们的罪
to forgive us our sins,
洗净我们一切的不义的
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在过去的这一年当中
In the past one year,
我们知道有很多地方我们对不起主的
We know that we have gone against the Lord in many points
我们心里有很多的惭愧和后悔
We feel remorse and regret inOur lives,
但这一切已经成为事实，也成为过去。
But this has become a fact, and it is already past.
在迈进新的一个世纪
So as we move into the new millennium,
我们应该在神的面前来立志。
We should resolve before the Lord.
先认罪悔改。
First, we have to repent.
祈求神赦免我们的过去。
We have to ask God to forgive our past.
让我们心灵重新有正直的心灵。
So that in our heart there is restored a true and righteous spirit.
重新发起热心。
So that we will rekindle our zeal,
来亲近神，来敬畏真神
to draw near to God in reverence,
过着敬虔的生活
to live a life of godliness.
这样我们才有真正的和平
It is only then that there can be true peace in our heart.
人家说
People used to say,
去了云便是晴天
that after the clouds move away is a clear sky.
去了病便是个好人
After you recover from sickness, you become a healthy person again.
而更重要的，去了罪便是一个平安的人。
And more importantly, when you get rid of your sin, you are a peaceful man.
那我们还要与人和平。
Next, we must be at peace with other men.
请看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's look at Psalm 34.
我们读十一节到十五节。
Verse 11 to 15.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34,
十一到十五节
verse 11 to 15. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and who loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry.
什么是敬畏神的道理呢？
What is the truth of godliness?
也许你有你的定义。
Perhaps you have your own definition.
诗人在这里说，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。
But here, the psalmist says, I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
总而言之就是与人和平。
Whatever it is, the fear of the Lord is to be at peace with men.
追求和睦，一心的追赶。
That you seek good with all your heart.
那你要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，离恶行善。
Then you must keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile, and you must depart from evil and good.
这都是生活上与人相处之道。
So this is the way of living with other people.
我们能够这样的与人和平，我们才有真正的平安。
It is only when we live harmoniously pursuing these things can there be peace in our heart.
这种人的祷告，神要垂听。
And the prayer of such a man, God shall hearken.
所以在三十七章，三十七篇三十七节这样说。
And that is why in Psalm 37, verse 37, it is written.
你要细察那完全人。观看那正直人，因为和平人有好结局。
Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace.
真的，如果你仔细去思想和观看，和平人是有好结局的。
Truly, if you were to consider this carefully, a man who is peaceful, will have a good future.
好像以斯帖里面我们看到的莫比改就是一个和平人。
Look at Mordecai in the book of Esther. He was a peaceable man.
他能够与人和睦，因为他能够与世无争。
He was able to be harmonious with people around him because he does not strive for. He does not have wild ambition.
你看他的养女做了王后。
Look at his foster daughter when she became the queen.
但是他并没有因此要抬高他的身价或者改换他的身份。
He did not seek to change his status for the higher one.
他还是甘心继续做那个看门的人。
He was still contented with being a gatekeeper.
有一次他救了王的命。
There was a time when he saved the life of the king.
别人在争功劳，事实上功劳是他的，但是他都不愿意与人家争功。
When others sought recognition, in fact, the recognition should be Mordecai's, but yet he just took a step backwards.
立了这么大的功劳，但是他还是默默地做一个看门人，什么报赏都没有。
Such a great contribution, and yet he was content to be a gatekeeper without receiving any reward for his deed.
我们常常认为我们自己身价百倍。
We often think that we are worth a great deal.
但是我们所得到的报赏却是那么样的少。
And yet we receive such a small reward for what we do.
或者我们是一个大才，但是却给人家小用。
Or perhaps we feel that we are such a great talent, but we are not used properly by others.
岂有此理！我这样的人才竟然安排我去扫大屎、洗厕所。
How can this be? I'm such a great talent, and it's all wasted on washing the toilet.
每次都说在小事上忠心，在大事上也要忠心。
Every time they just give the same excuse that if he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much.
有多少个传道长老是打扫厕所出身的呢？
How many elder, how many preachers?Start off with cleaning the toilet.
我们心里会不高兴的。
We feel very unhappy.
但是不去做又不行啊！人家说你不顺服，你骄傲。
But if you do not go and wash the toilet, people will say you are unsubmissive, you are proud and arrogant.
我只是一个指头哦，你知道你背后会有好多个指头指着你的。
And I just point one a finger, but there will be many fingers pointing at my back.
那我们怎么会开心，怎么会和平呢？
Then how can we be happy? How can we have peace?
Mordecai 能够。
Mordecai could do it.
因为他以世无争啊。
Because he does not strive with others.
他根本不在乎这一切。
He does not think anything about this material.
所以他甘心的，他快乐的做一个看门人。
So he was very happy. He was willing to take his lot in life.
相反的，我们看到那个哈曼。
But on the other hand, we look at Haman.
一个这么有权势的人，
someone who already had power.
但是他却不能够与人和睦的。
Yet he could not live harmoniously with others.
因为他心高气傲啊。
Because he was very haughty in spirit.
他认为他价值非凡啊。
And he thought that he was worth a great deal.
在这个朝代里面，他就是王所爱、所重用的大臣。
And in this great dynasty, he's a high official.Pampered by the king.
不过他出来朝门的时候，看见莫迪改不向他鞠躬敬礼，他真的是很生气。
But when he stepped out of the palace, he saw that Mordecai did not greet him. He was very angry.
说起来，你有这么大的荣耀，得到这么多朝上上下下人家的尊的表面上的尊敬。
But if you are already of such a high status, and at least from the outside, you see people in the imperial court giving you due respect.
那你何必还要在乎一个看门人对你尊敬不尊敬呢？
Then why must you be so petty as to see if a gatekeeper salutes you?
他的朋友跟他妻子在家里准备丰富的筵席，等他回来庆祝一番呢。
His wife and his children prepared a sumptuous meal in his home for celebration.
可是看到他脸黑黑。
Yet his countenance was not happy.
他不高兴啊，怒气填胸啊。
Not only was he unhappy, he was in fact in great fury.
有这么大的荣耀，但是却也是有这么大的怒气。
Such a great glory, but coupled with such a great anger.
所以你看，莫迪改跟哈曼这两个人，真的是两种生活态度完全不同的人。
So look at Mordecai and Haman. They are really at two opposite extremes in the way of life.
一个活得很生气。一个活得有生气。
One lives with full of anger, one is full of vitality.
那么你活得很生气，还是你活得有生气呢？
So are you living in a lively way, or are you like a live wire?
如果你很有钱，很富足，但是活得很生气，会开心吗？
If you have a lot of money, you have abundance of wealth, but yet you have anger all pent up, will you be happy?
但是如果我们好像莫迪改一样，
But if you are like Mordecai,
我们是个看门的人，
You are just a gatekeeper,
是卑微的，是贫穷的，
You are lowly and poor,
但是我们活得有生气啊，
But you live joyously,
因为我们心里和平，
Because there is peace in our heart,
与神和平，与人和平，
You have peace with God, you have peace with man,
所以我们心中有神的爱，有神的喜乐，
You have the love of God as well as the joy of God,
我们对人没有嫉妒，也没有怨恨。
There's no envy over others. There's no hatred for others.
我们对世界也没有贪恋，也不需要去竞争。
We do not lust after the things of the world, so we don't strive for these things.
与世无争的人才能够真正与人和平。
People who do not strive for worldly things are those who can be at peace with others.
他才能够平安过日，他才能够活得有生气啊。
Then he will live his days in peace and in happiness.
所以主耶稣说。
So the Lord Jesus says,
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
他必称为神的儿子。
For they shall be called the sons of God.
你说那是使人和睦啊。
People say, that is just bringing peace to others.
但是你忘记了，你不就是一个人吗？
But you forget that you are also a person.
你要使人和睦，使别人和睦哦，你需要让你自己这个人能够和睦才对啊。
If you want to make peace between two persons, first of all, you yourself must be party to peace.
你自己心里面都没有这种和睦和平。
If you do not desire peace in your own heart,
你怎么去使人和睦呢？
Then how can you bring two dissenting parties to peace?
所以主耶稣事实上是叫我们先做一个和平的人。
So Jesus wants us first and foremost to be a peaceable soul ourselves.
和平的果子是用和平来栽种的。
The fruit of the Spirit must be grown from the seed of peace.
所以圣灵要感动我们成为一个和平的人。
So when the Spirit wants to move us to be a peaceable person,
让我们结出和平的果子。
To bring forth the peaceable fruit,
这样才能够带给家人的和平。
Then can we bring peace to our family?
带给教会的和平。
To the church.
然后你才能够进一步讲带给世界的和平。
Then you can say that you can bring world peace.
好，那么第四个圣灵，第四样圣灵的果子就是忍耐。
And the fourth in the fruit of the Spirit is endurance.
忍耐我们都懂了。
We all know about endurance.
忍耐是有好几种的。
There are many different forms of endurance.
你说你会忍耐，但你忍耐是哪一种呢？
You say that you know how to endure, but what kind of endurance do you have?
比如说牙痛的忍耐呢？
For example, if you can endure toothache.
或者是忍你忍了好久的忍耐呢？
Or I have endured with you, I have put up with you for too long.
或者是说等你等到我心痛的那一种忍耐呢？
Or the patients waiting for a phone call.
这都是忍耐。
These are all endurance.
但这不是圣灵要感动我们接触的忍耐。
But this is not the long suffering which the Spirit wants to give us.
圣灵感动我们要接出来的忍耐是怎样的忍耐呢？
What kind of long suffering does the Lord wants us to have through the Spirit?
请看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
二十节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 20. Verse 20. For what credit it is when you are beaten for your faults. You take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer for it, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
这里说因行善受苦能够忍耐。
Here it says that if you do good and you can be patient,
这在神看是可喜爱的。
Then it is commendable before God.
那你就明白，圣灵要帮助我们结出的果，忍耐就是这一种的忍耐。
So the long suffering that is of the fruit of the Spirit is this form of patience.
尤其我们为了神的道理，为了神的教会，而受到人家的误会和攻击。
Especially if it is for the word of God or for the house of God.That you suffer persecution or misunderstanding by others.
事实上，做教会的工作是吃力不讨好的。
In fact, doing church work is a thankless job.
有时候你做得好，没有人家称赞你。
When you do well, nobody praises you.
说怕你跌倒啊。
They will say they are afraid that you will stumble because of praises.
可是你如果做到一点不是说不对了，不过不合那个人的心意，哇，立刻就攻击你了。
But if you do something not exactly unfavorably, but it is personally unfavorable to the person, he would criticize you.
奇怪，这个时候他怎么没有想到？哎，这样攻击会怕他跌倒哦。
Why is it that when people attack, they will not fear that it may stumble the worker?
所以这就让我们做圣工的人啊，或者愿意帮助教会工作的人啊，就有点的难过了。
So those people who do work for God, who desire to do work for God, will feel a little saddened.
我这么辛苦来去打扫厕所，那刚刚有一个小孩子在厕所乱小便哦，那很臭哦，你就进来骂我，你搞什么都不负责任，厕所这么臭。
If I have spent so much effort cleaning up the toilet, and then a little child comes in and dirty the ground because of urine, and then you come in and you walk, you storm in and scold me and say I'm irresponsible.
你都不问清楚也不了解什么，你就这样的下半段。
You haven't found out the reason for the dirty toilet, and you just judge me.
这样的批评跟取笑实在是冤枉的。
This is indeed uncalled for, and you are really being aggrieved.
在这个时候，你可以顺从情欲。
You can go by your own impulse.
岂有此理！我正要默默地去大材小用了，你还要这样来攻击我
？And say, what is this? I'm a great talent washing the toilet, and yet you are attacking me.
那你也发脾气了
？And then you become angered.
我欠了你啊
！Did I owe this to you?
我不会做一个基督徒来聚会祷告，在会堂里面祷告就好了咯
？Can't I be a normal Christian just sitting on the pews praying and listening to sermon?
我不接受你的安排，你能够对我怎样
？If I do not abide by your rostering, what can you do to me?
我头低低接受你的安排，你还要呱呱叫。
Now I bow myself to your arrangement, and yet you are making so much.
按照我们的脾气，我们真的不喜欢这样的。
And if you just go by human impulse, really, we do not want others to criticize us this way.
但我看到有许多在背后默默工作的人，他们都默默承受这一切。
But I do see many people who work silently; they also suffer in silence.
他们真的有这个圣灵的果子。
They have this fruit of the spirit.
他们愿意为了行善受苦，能忍耐。
They are willing to be patient. Patiently enduring in doing good.
事实上，主耶稣也给我们这个榜样。
In fact, Jesus has left us the same example.
第21节他这样讲。
Because in verse 21,
说基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样啊。
That likewise Christ has suffered, leaving you an example.
什么榜样呢？
What kind of an example?
22节继续这样讲。
Verse 22,
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth.
但他被骂不还口,
who when he was reviled, did not revile in return.
受害不受威吓的话,
when he suffered, he did not threaten.
只将自己交托, 那按公义审判人的主,
but committed himself to him who judges righteously.
连我们的主耶稣, 他都一样遭受到这一切的攻击和毁谤的。
Even Jesus had to put up with such abuses.
所以我们也应当学习我们的主耶稣给我们的榜样。
So we ought to learn the example of the Lord Jesus.
我们要学习这一种的忍耐。
To learn such form of long suffering. 所以当别人伤心的时候。So when others attack you, slander you, and cause you to grieve,
你这样告诉自己,
you tell yourself,
那只狗在那边乱吠,
that that dog is just barking for nothing.
那你也要会回他吗?
Or if a mad dog barks, if a dog barks at you, do you want to bark back at him?
我们说狗咬吕洞宾不是好人心啊。
There's a Chinese saying that the dog that bites 吕洞宾, is one. It's just like a man who doesn't know your good intention.
这个 dog 真的是 mad dog 啊, 好人也要吠。
And this dog is really a mad dog barking at a good man.
但是如果你吠回他, 你不是变成一样的 mad man?
But if you are a man and you bark back at a dog, then you are a mad man.
你想想看, 那个狗在吠你, 你再吠回那个狗, 旁边的人看, 这个人不是笑的是什么?
Just imagine if you see a man barking back at a dog, those passers-by would think that he's a madman.
不过反过来说,
but on the other hand,
如果你行之可疑, 动机不良,
if you have reasons to suspect and you have evil motives, yeah, you have reasons to be suspicious of, and you have evil motives.
不, 行之可疑就是让人家怀疑你的举动, huh?
Okay.
那么你想进屋子里面去偷东西啊?
That is, perhaps you want to go into a house to steal.
那么这个看门狗哦, 就这么人吠你了。
Then the guard dog barks at you.
那你就不要说这个是 mad dog 了。
Then this dog is not a mad dog.
这个狗是个忠心的看门狗啊。
This dog is a faithful guard.
它没有咬你哦, 它吠你是要给你提出个警告, 你要停止你的犯罪动机, 你要赶快收手了。
It only barks, it doesn't bite. It is to warn you that your evil intention is known, and do not do it.
你不要因为自己要做小偷，这个看门狗这么忠心，乱吠做什么？你要想把它干掉，这样就不好了。
If you are the guilty one and the dog is barking to warn you, you cannot kill it.
我家里有一个很忠心的看门狗啊。
I used to have a very faithful guard dog at home.
我最近回去看我妈妈，还谈起那一只狗。
When I went home to visit my mother, I was still talking about that dog.
它的确是个很忠心的看门狗。
It's really a very faithful dog.
它不吠吕洞宾的。
And that dog doesn't bark at good men.
但是小偷进来，它就真的吠了。
But when thieves come in, the dog would bark.
不过很可惜的，这个狗最后是气孔流血而死，中毒而死。
But very sadly, this dog died of poisoning and he bled all over before he died.
这是很可惜的。
This is such a waste.
忠心的看门狗不是很多了。
Not many dogs are that faithful.
现在的狗也很聪明了。
Nowadays, dogs are also very smart.
何必乱吠？
They will say, why should I just bark, simply bark?
有骨头吃不就好了？
As long as there's bones for me to chew, I would not bark.
为了吠好人也给误会，吠了这个坏人你也给误会，那何必吠？
Because you bark at the wrong man, a good man, you get blamed, and you bark at a bad person, you also suffer no good end.
不过问题在哪里呢？
But where does the problem lie?
如果别人对我们的指责是对的
If the criticisms of others are just and right,
我们没有资格发怒。
We are not qualified to be angry.
但如果人家对我们的指责是不对的
But if others' accusations are untrue,
那你何必因为他的错误而来刑罚自己？
Why do you punish yourself for his mistake?
做错的人应该受惩罚才对啊。
The one who has committed the mistake should be punished.
反倒正义的人却要受苦，而做错的人反在那边偷笑。
And then, the righteous one suffers, and then the unrighteous one laughs behind his back.
这样想清楚。
So if you were to think over this carefully,
我们真的不必去理会这一切。
Then we really don't have to bother about such.
我们要理会的是说，我们自己是怎么样。
What we need to pay attention to is what kind of a person we actually are.
我真的在神的面前忠心吗？
Am I really faithful before God?
我真的遵守神的道理吗？
Do I really keep to the Lord's teaching?
所以如果人的指责是对的，
If people accuse us correctly,
有则改之，无则笑之。
If it is true of yourself, change it. If it is not true of yourself, just laugh it off.
连主耶稣他都要受到这样的攻击和无赖的指控啊。
Because Jesus also was faced with unreasonable charges.
所以如果我们是因行善受苦，能忍耐，这是神所喜爱的。
So if we can endure because we receive accusations for doing good,Then it is commendable before God.
这是我们的功课。
This is a lesson to be learned.
总有一天你会被人家误会跟攻击的。
One day you'll be misunderstood and you'll be attacked.
你不要以为说在教会才是这样，你在家里还不是一样。
Don't think that it is only true in church. Isn't it also true at home?
我不是整天听你们说我的家婆整天都误会我，以为我在吃烧鸡，让她爱吃那个公仔面。
Haven't you heard people saying that the mother-in-law thinks that they are eating good food and then giving them instant noodles?
你吃的公仔面还是新鲜泡的，还是加料的呢？我是吃昨天的面包皮呢。
Well, you, the truth is that the mother-in-law is eating instant noodles that is fresh, but I'm eating bread that is yesterday's.
他公仔面还有加料哦。
And there is ingredients in the instant noodles.
我这样的爱她，她还误会我。
I take care of her so well, and yet she still misunderstands me.
所以你会很灰心的，对不对？
So you feel this courage.
但是你想起我们是因行善受苦的。
But if you suffer for doing good,
你要忍耐。
Endure.
这是神所喜欢的。
This is what God loves.
你已经接触圣灵的果子了。
You have already borne the fruit of the Spirit.
另外一种忍耐。
Another kind of long suffering.
十九节
，verse 19.
彼得前书二章十九节
，First Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
For this is commendable if, because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully.
为了对得起神而忍耐。
You endure because you want to have a pure conscience before God.
怎么说对得起神呢
？What do you mean by having a good conscience before God?
请看罗马书第五章，第三章。
Look at Romans 3.
25节
Romans 3 verse 25 Whom God set forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed.
保罗在这里说神用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Here it says that God in his forbearance passed over the previous sins done in ignorance.
如果神不这样的忍耐我们，
If God does not endure with us in this manner,
我们人早就被消灭了。
We will be destroyed long time ago.
一犯罪立刻就审判。
Because judgment will come immediately after the sin.
那还有多少个人能够站立得住呢？
How many people can stand?
但是我们做了这么多对不起神的事。
But we have done so many things against God.
但是神还是忍耐我们。
And yet God is still putting up with us.
宽容我们。
And being forbearing.
一次又一次，一年又一年。
Time after time, year after year.
他就是这么样的长久忍耐我们。
He is such a long-suffering God.
要不然我们真的没有这个恩典。
If not, there will be scarcely any grace with us.
所以保罗的意思是说。
So,Paul's meaning is this.
彼得也是这样。
This is also Peter's meaning.
因此我们为了要对得起神。
So we must have a good conscience before
God. 我们就要忍耐。
We have to endure.
因为我们能够这样忍耐，是因为神已经先忍耐我们。
The reason why we can endure is because God has first endured with us.
如果我们不能够对别人忍耐，
If we cannot endure others,
不肯宽容人家，
If we cannot be forbearing for,towards others,
不肯给机会人家。
If you do not want to give opportunity to others,
你的理由是说我已经忍无可忍了。
And your reason is that you can endure no longer.
哎，那如果神也对你这样说，
If God says the same thing,
好啊，
okay,
我也忍无可忍了。
I can't endure.
我也不能够忍耐你了。
I can't put up with you anymore.
那个时候你要怎么办呢？
What can you do?
那你说神啊，求你开恩怜悯我吧。
Then you say, God, please be merciful to me.
哎，既然是这样。
If it is true,
你要对得起神。
If you want to have a good conscience before God,
那么当人家对不起你的时候，
when others have done you wrong,
你也因为这样而忍耐他。
You endure with him because of God's endurance towards you.
你想大卫犯了这么大的罪，为什么能够得到赦免呢？
Let's think for a moment. David sinned a great sin, and yet why is it that he could be forgiven?
当然。神的怜悯还有他的认罪是重要的原因。
Of course, the important reasons are God's mercy and his confession.
但是还有一个原因。
But there's one more reason.
就是在他的平时生活里面，他都能够这样的饶恕人，忍耐人的过错。
That is, in his daily living, he could forgive others, forbear with others.
就好像扫罗三番两次的追杀他。
Just like Saul, he sought David's life a few times.
他有机会报复，但是他都不报复。
And David had opportunity to take revenge, but he didn't do it.
他周围的兵丁都忍不住了。
Even those soldiers around him could bear it no longer.
他们骂扫罗这个死狗这样的追赶我们把他砍掉就好了。
And they said of Paul, this dead dog is always chasing after us. Let us just...finish him off.
现在就是一个机会，你刀一砍下去，立刻就是一刀两断了。
And now the opportunity presents itself. Why don't you just slay him with a quick stroke?
我们一切的苦难就结束了。
Then all our tribulation will be over.
可是大卫禁止他们。
But David stopped them.
我们不可以这样伤害神的受膏者。
We cannot lay our hands on God's anointed.
他是神所拣选的。
Because he had been chosen by God.
审判的应该是神才对。
Let God be the judge.
我们应该忍耐他。
We should put up with him.
交托给神。
We commit
神是公义的。
God because God is righteous.
哎，这就是大卫。
This is David.
所以被称为合神心意的人。
That is why David is after God's own heart.
因此当他需要神的忍耐跟神的饶恕的时候。
So when David himself...had need of God's forgiveness.
神饶恕了他。
God granted.
所以主耶稣也是告诉我们这样哦。
Jesus teaches us the same truth.
你们这不肯饶恕人的罪。
If you are unwilling to forgive others.
你们不能够忍耐人家。
If you cannot put up with others.
你要知道天父。
You must know.
也不能够饶恕你了。
Then the heavenly Father will not forgive you.
所以我们要顺从圣灵的感动。
So let us heed the moving of the Spirit.
We must
bear the fruit of endurance.
对大家都有好处的.
It is good for everyone.
那第五样果子就是恩慈.
And fifth is goodness. Fifth is
加拉太书5章22节. 英文是写什么呢? 恩慈, huh?
Fifth is
忍耐, 恩慈.
Kindness, yeah.
Kindness,
fifth is kindness.
不过我照中文, huh? 恩慈的对比啊, 就是严厉.
In the Chinese, the opposite of kindness is strictness, severance, severity.
知道吗? OK, 好。 神, 好, 我们看个例子, 怎么叫做恩慈?
Let's look at an example of kindness.
诗篇103篇,
Psalm 103,
第8到第9节,
verses 8 and 9. Psalm 103, verses 8 and 9.
诗篇103篇.
Psalm 103, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
第10节.
Verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
这里面当然包括慈爱啦、忍耐啦、饶恕、怜悯这一切啦。
So of course there is mercy, there is loving kindness, there is forgiveness and endurance.
所以说圣灵的果子啊，是互相连贯，不是个别独立，就是这个原因。
That's why we say that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, they are not independent of each other.
他们好像一样，好像重复，但事实上也有他们不同的重点。
They look to be overlapping, but they do have common traits.
那么我们读的这几节圣经，你感觉到神是怎样的一个神呢？
After reading these few verses, what kind of a God do you have an impression of him?
我们以为神是很严厉的神。
We think that God is very severe, very strict.
喜欢找人家的病，喜欢折磨人，喜欢刑罚人的。
Who picks on people to punish them.
但事实上是错的。
But in actuality, it is not true.
神是有恩慈的神。
God is full of compassion.
他有怜悯，有恩典，他不轻易发怒。
He has compassion, mercy, and grace. He is not angered easily.
他有责备，他有愤怒，但他不长久责备，不长永远怀怒。
He has anger, but his anger will not abide forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们的。
And he has not dealt with us according to our sins.
所以这样的神就让我们感觉到是和蔼可亲的。
So such a God is an approachable God.
他对人留有余地。
He gives us room.
很慈悲，很怜悯。
Full of compassion and mercy.
能够体谅我们。
Someone who understands us.
能够不嫌弃我们。
Someone who does not despise us.
所以我们就感觉到他真的是很有恩慈。
So we see that God is so compassionate.
这样一个恩慈的人, 我们真的很喜欢亲近他的。
We would like to approach such a God.
有些人不敢来教会。
Some people don't dare to come to church.
或者感觉到很惭愧来教会。
Or they feel very guilty coming to church.
我们要负起一些责任啊。
We are partly responsible.
因为我们把我们神讲的是那么样的圣洁，那么样的严厉。
Because we talk about God in all his holiness and severity.
我们自己也扮成一种很属灵、很神圣的样子。
And then we put an aura of sanctity around us.
所以那一些软弱、犯罪或者懒惰聚会的人就感觉到不配了。
So those who are weak, those who have sinned, or those who are lazy will find themselves unworthy of God.
所以他来到教会感觉到哇，那些属灵的人在一起，这些属肉体的在一起。
So when they come to church, they see two circles of people, one the fleshly and one the spiritual.
那么这一些人永远被责备的人，听道理永远抬不起头的人，那么倒不如趁机睡觉好了。
And those people who cannot lift up their faces to listen to the truth because they are always being scolded, they might as well bow their head to sleep.
我们没有纷争结党，但是自然就成为属灵的跟属肉的。
We do not have party spirit, but very naturally, you have the fleshly and the spiritual.
圣洁的不圣洁的。
The holy and unholy.
因此不圣洁的人不敢来教会，那来教会的人就要表现得自己很圣洁才能够加入这个团体。
So the unholy ones do not dare to come to church, and those who come to church must pretend to be holy.
所以主耶稣就责备这些人了。
So Jesus rebukes such people.
你们这些假冒伪善的法利赛人。
You hypocrites, you Pharisees.
外表好像很虔诚很圣洁。
On the outside, you are just like so holy and sanctified.
扮得神圣严肃不可侵犯一样。
And you put on a garb of righteousness and unapproachability.
其实是虚伪的。
But it is all vain.
里面是肮脏的。
Because inside you is all
rotten. 好像漂亮的坟墓里面是死人骨头一样。
Just like a beautiful tomb where it's full of dead men's bones.
难怪法利赛人要杀耶稣。
And that is the reason why the Pharisees sought to kill Jesus.
有谁喜欢听这样的话？有谁喜欢面具被撕下来？
Who likes to listen to such revelations? Who would like his mask to be torn off his face?
但是主耶稣就是要告诉我们。
But Jesus wants to tell us this.
神不是看人家外表的虔诚跟属灵的。
God doesn't look at external spirituality.
神是看人家的内心的。
God looks at the heart.
但是他们就是听不懂啊。
But they just did not understand.
他们只是装饰他们的外表。
They just decorate their exterior.
追求外表上的属灵。
To strive for external spiritual form.
但里面的个性根本都没有改变。
But there's no change in their nature.
所以给主耶稣责备了。
So they were rebuked by the Lord.
一个真正属灵的人。
A really spiritual person.
是一个有恩慈的人。
It's a person full of compassion.
是一个很随和的人。
A person who is easygoing.
喜欢跟这一些不圣洁、软弱的人在一起的。
Who loves to be with sinners, who loves to be with the weak.
就像主耶稣一样啊
，Just like Jesus。
你说主耶稣跟谁在一起呢
？Who do you see Jesus with？
所以法利赛人很不高兴。
So the Pharisees were very unhappy。
讲主耶稣就给主耶稣责备。
When they speak against Jesus, they will be rebuked by him。
他们就像耶稣的门徒下功夫了。
Then they went to lay their hands on his disciples。
你们的主人为什么整天跟那些罪人在一起
？Look at your master. Why is he always mixing around with the sinners？
这不是证明你们的主人也是好不到哪里去，你们也好不到哪里去
？Doesn't it show that your master is not really that good after all, and you are also not that good？
好像我是一个正义的警察哈。
Let's say I'm a righteous policeman。
那当然，那些小偷不喜欢我了。
Of course, the petty thieves do not want me.
那如果我是一个警察，而小偷又很喜欢我
，If I'm a policeman and if the thieves like me,
那么不是说明我这个警察是有限公司的
？Doesn't it mean that I'm limited in my discharge of duty?
我们常常是这样判断人的。
That's how we judge people.
甚至我们有时候会说
，Sometimes we will say,
为什么我越属灵，那些人越不喜欢亲近
？Why is it that the more spiritual I get?The less people like me.
我们的回答
Our answer.
那很简单，因为那些人不圣洁吗？
Because these people are unholy.
黑暗怎么会喜欢光明？
How will darkness love the light?
你的圣洁好像太阳这样的明亮。
Your holiness is just like the sun.
那些好像黑暗行为的人怎么敢接近你呢？
Those who practice their craftiness in darkness, how would they like you?
所以你应该为了你这样来高兴。
So you should be happy at your own holiness.
继续这样的属灵，继续这样的发光。
To continue shining.
对吗
？Is this correct?
那么主耶稣不是变成黑光
？Then Jesus would be a dark light.
因为他喜欢跟那些黑暗的人在一起啊。
Because he loves to be with those people who are in darkness.
所以这些是那些所谓光明的人接受不了的。
So this is something which the so-called people of light,
耶稣却喜欢跟罪人、罪吏、犯罪的人在一起。
But Jesus loves to be in the company of the tax collectors and the sinners.
但主耶稣不是很清清楚楚告诉我们这一些做他门徒的人。
But didn't Jesus tell us his disciples very clearly?
我们的神就是这样的一个神。
That this is our God.
他亲近罪人。
He draws near to the sinner.
因为他是来招罪人，他不是要来救义人的。
Because he has come to call the sinners and not to save the righteous.
义人根本都不需要耶稣基督，他都已经以为他很圣洁了。
The righteous do not need Jesus because they think that they are already very holy.
所以保罗的书信里面告诉我们说，待人要有恩慈，就是这个意思。
So in the letters of Paul, he has said that we must show mercy to people, and this is what.
所以我应该自己审查一下。
So let us examine ourselves.
我们给人家的了解，我们的态度啊，是神圣不可侵犯，还是有恩慈？喜欢接近这一些人。
What kind of attitudes do we have? What kind of impression do we give to others someone who is unapproachable because we have the holier than thou attitude, or someone who is friendly and approachable?
你的圣洁，你的严肃，真的是那么圣洁和严肃吗？
Is your strict exterior really really stem from your holiness, a true holiness?
真正的属灵，真正的圣洁是这个样子吗？
Is this really what true holiness and true spirituality means?
你拿主耶稣的榜样，他的生活态度来对照一下。
Look at the example of Jesus. Look at his attitudes towards others.
有一个上将被邀请参加一个宴会。
There was a general who was invited to a banquet.
他是个很严肃的人。
He was a very strict person.
那到了宴会上，他就把他的军帽脱下来了。
And during his banquet, at the banquet, he took off his hat.
原来他是光头的。
He was a bald man.
大家都封闻他一个很有名的上将，一个很严肃的人。
And people all heard of him as someone who is stern and famous.
不是很多人看过他，报纸上看到的都是戴着军帽，很严肃的。
No one has seen him as he actually is, because in the papers he would have his cap on.
因为他是光头的。
But he's just a bald man.
但是你敢笑吗？
But you dare to laugh.
跟这样的一个人在一起啊，你真的是规规矩矩。
With a person, you try to be prim and proper because that is the most secure thing.
所以那个侍从服侍他，也非常的小心。
So that person who waited on him was very careful.
但是太小心了，结果不小心。
But he was overcautious and therefore he fumbled.
在倒酒的时候啊，不小心那个酒哦，滴滴滴在他的光头上啊。
And when he was pouring the wine, he was not careful, so there were a few drops on his head.
看得清清楚楚，因为是光头嘛。
Because he was bald, the few drops of wine was clearly seen.
大家都愣住，不知道是怎么。
Everybody was stunned and didn't know what to do.
你想看那个侍从啊，更加吓到脸青青，一直在那边说 sorry sorry。
And look at that private soldier who was a waiter. He would be trembling in fear.
这位严肃的将军就拿那个餐布抹抹他的光头。
So this so-called stern general just took his napkin and wiped off.
然后对他说，
and then said to him,
小子，
little one,
你不要去相信别人说，用那个布兰迪放头可以生头发。
Don't trust what people say. Brandy on the head can grow hair.
你还是把这个酒倒进我的肚子里面好了。
Pour the wine into my stomach.
大家跟你们一样，就笑了起来了。
And everyone reacted like you. They just burst out in laughter.
心里啊，松了一口气。
Everyone heaved a sigh of relief.
不过从此以后，人家对这个将军啊，另眼相看了。
And from then onwards, people looked at this general differently.
也许在军队里面，他必须要这样的严肃。
Perhaps he's sternness was necessary when he is in the force.
执行军令的时候，你怎么能够嬉皮笑脸呢？
How can you be unserious when you are a man in command?
那是行军作战啊。
But that's because you need to lead the battle.
他必须要有严肃认真的时刻的。
There must be times of seriousness.
可是在信仰，在生活上，
But in life,
他却是那么样的恩慈的。
He was so compassionate.
那么样的随和，那么样的体谅。
So easygoing, so understanding.
而且还加上一种的幽默和风趣。
And so humorous as well.
这种人是我们所喜欢亲近的。
And we like such people.
我们的神就是这样的一位神啊。
And God is such a God.
旧约的人认为神是那么样的圣洁到不可以看，看到就会死的那一种人。
The Old Testament had this idea of God in that if you see him, you die.
你看那一些流氓不是这样吗？看什么？你看多两眼，他真的要想杀掉你啊。
But a gangster is such, he wouldn't allow you to stare at him, and if you were to stare at him, he'll kill you.
我们好学不学，我们也学到这样的态度，不喜欢人家看我们。
Why must we also have such an attitude, and we don't want other people to look at us?
有什么好看的？
What is there to look at?
所以每个人都要把自己封起来啊。
So everyone shuts himself in.
要扮酷。
To be cool.
那人就说，哦，很酷哦，太好了，太好了。这变成另外一种的生活态度和观念。
This becomes another outlook in life.
但这是圣灵的感动吗？
But is this from the Holy Spirit?
这是神所要的吗？
Is this what God wants?
我们的神是怎样的一位神呢？
What kind of a God is our God?
我们的神是一位恩慈的神。
God is kind.
圣灵要帮助我们结出的果子也是恩慈的果子。
And God wants us to have the spirit of kindness.
我们待人有恩慈吗？
Are we kind in our ways towards others?
我们家中的小孩，我们家里的人喜欢亲近我们吗？
The little ones at home or our family members, do they draw near to us?
我的出现让别人感觉到很轻松很自然，还是让人家感觉到很紧张很不愉快？
Does my presence brings ease to people or tension?
我们让人喜欢亲近还是让人反感呢？
Do people find us approachable or are they put off by us?
我们有责任的，至少有部分的责任的。
Partially lies with ourselves.
所以求主帮助我们。
So let us ask God to.
让我们顺从圣灵的感动。
So that through the Holy Spirit,
结出和平、忍耐和恩慈的果子来。
Let us have the spirit of peace, long suffering, and kindness.
同心默祷。
Let us pray.